The Defense Department recently raised the idea of trimming the National Guard's budget this fall as commitments shrink in Iraq and Afghanistan. That doesn't seem to go over well with House of Representatives National Guard Caucus co-chair Tim Walz. Walz told the National Guard Association in Milwaukee yesterday that the Guard is taking on more responsibilities from active duty military.
This isn't an us versus them in the Pentagon type of situation. This isn't us versus our active. Many of us came from the active forces. Many of us have seen both. This is about understanding what's best for America is the best policy. What's the best fiscal policy is what's best for America. And those are the things that we're asking for.
Walz is a Democrat from southern Minnesota. Colonel Todd Nels is president of the Wisconsin National Guard Association and has been in the Guard for 33 years. He says the Guard and Pentagon don't always see eye to eye on funding.
The big army or the active component, we are a target for them, and how much they fund us, how much they equip us, and what state of readiness we maintain. And the congressman is absolutely right. We are the best value for America, and if you want to balance the defense budget can be balanced by maintaining a ready, reliable National Guard force.
One task for President Obama and Congress is how to walk the line between cutting government budgets without looking weak on defense. The president may offer more thoughts about military spending when he speaks to the American Legion today in Minneapolis. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.